WWE Hakeville, AM 1100.
The opinions expressed during the sponsored programs on this station are strictly those of the program hosts, guests, and callers and are not necessarily those of Beasley Broadcast Group, this station, its staff, other advertisers, or agencies.
It's your hump day.
Hump day, yeah!
High noon, Atlanta radio show for the entrepreneurs to the small business owners and nonprofit organizations hang out for their opportunity to be on the ledge. Now, let's welcome your host, Carl Callender.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to On the Ledge. Another great day today. We're going to have a part three today, and this is going to be a great show because we got it's going to be fabulous. Right now, I have Mr. Alaziah Ellis right here. My fault. Alaziah. Got it. That's why I call him Alex, because I try to keep it simple. I just want to let everyone know that I did vote earlier this week on Monday, and if you haven't done your early voting, please go out there and vote early, especially in Gwinnett County here in Georgia. We have a lot of voters being purged out the system. If your vote didn't count, this wouldn't even be happening. So you know your vote counts. So get out there, vote early. These polls are open, some locations from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. So there shouldn't be no excuses why you're not getting out there and vote early. Let's go ahead and get this done. Mr. Ellis, sir, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing wonderful, Brother Carl. Just blessed to be in the house with you again and your audience, and just ready to jump off this ledge.
We're about to jump off this ledge for the third time. So let's do this. At the end of the last show last week, we was going to touch, and we talked about touching a little bit about the Willie Lynch letter, which we call right now, you and I, the Willie Lynch doctrine, and how this doctrine way back in 1917, this gentleman came to the banks of the James River in Virginia to help. Yeah, we're gonna rattle that cage today. Slave owners on how to control their slaves. And the reason why we're talking about this is because it's affecting the black community today. And we're gonna elaborate a little bit more. So Mr. Ellis, I just set the tone. I just set it on fire. Let's go.
All right. As Brother Carl mentioned about, there was this doctrine, we call it the Willie Lynch Doctrine. It was penned in 1712 on Christmas Day on the banks of the James River in Virginia. And if you haven't read it, I would suggest that you, every person of color, need to go and review it, because it's very in-depth. The doctrine actually laid out a plan to basically show landowners, I mean slave owners in the South, how to monetize slavery. And very insightful, but the gist of it...
No, keep going. I'm sorry. Keep
the
going.
Gist of it was that he laid out a plan that he was very deliberate, utilizing... breaking a horse, use that same insight and knowledge to apply to breaking slaves. And so the way he parabolized the same process from breaking a horse to breaking a slave, and basically breaking the will of the horse and breaking the will of the slave. And it was a very dynamic process of creating, breaking the will, reversing the psychological dependency of a mother and a child, where nature has prepares a horse to nurture that baby colt, the same way a mother nature has prepared a mother to nurture a child. And his position was to break that natural dependency, even between the male, who actually is the protector and the provider of the mother and the baby. So the gist was to diminish the power of the male and relegate him to a subordinate role with the female and the baby, which actually forces the female to reverse her psychological outlook as far as becoming more independent, understanding that it's just her and the baby pretty much after pregnancy. And so that's kind of how it played out. And he used all these different techniques to degrade the male, and then to elevate the female, understanding that the female has the greatest economic benefit because she can bear future labor that they could monetize. You take the male out of the picture, and therefore there's no resistance. And so this creates economic prosperity generation after generation after generation. Prior to 1712, slavery had existed in the U.S. for basically about 100 years. But there was all types of rebellions and pushback and all of this with slaves. So he had four major points. One was to degrade the male. The second one was to control the female. The third one was to crossbreed. The crossbreeding was very profound because he understood that by crossbreeding, first of all, it starts with a lot of us were taught that black women were raped and consistently, but it wasn't just rape for the joy of rape. It was rape for economic benefit, because his plan actually showed where if you impregnate a black woman with white blood, you create different tones of blackness. And those tones are divisional. And you can play those differences in skin tone against each other. And so he utilized that. And then the fourth one was the language, to eliminate the mother tongue. You eliminate the mother tongue, now there's no identity, no association. As you continue to impregnate as many black women as possible, then you actually elevate them away from their natural root, which is where we are today. You see all different shades of blackness. And I was telling Brother Carl, I said, you know, back 15, 20 years ago, I used to have discussions with some of my closest friends, and I would pose a particular question. And it was more like a pique your interest just to see what the response was. And I would suggest to them, I said, well, didn't you know that, you know, 99% of us, of black people in America, have white blood? And some of the most intellectual, intelligent people that I know gave me the most pushback on that. I mean, they were in complete denial. Oh, no, blah, 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 and this, that, and the other. And I'm like, well, if that wasn't the case, then why most of us don't look like Africans?
Nice. We, woo! I'll tell you what, you are being educated right now, listeners. You are being educated. We're talking about things that are not popular in our community. We're going to come back. We're going to have to take a break on that one. I got to let this digest a little bit. We'll be right back. You're on the ledge.
Do you have a lawyer? Do you have legal representation that covers all 15 areas of law? That includes consumer finance, traffic, real estate, estate planning, family law, landlord, tenant, collection, personal injury, and immigration, to name a few. Can they assist and help prepare your will right from your smartphone by downloading an app? Will they review contracts before you sign them without a retainer fee? If your answer is no and want affordable, unlimited access to a good law firm that represents you, your family, and your business, then you should contact Carl Callender at 470-322-5578. That's 470-322-5578. Call today.
If you've been hurt or injured in a car or truck wreck at no fault of your own, you need Lady Justice. If you've been charged with a crime and you need the best defense attorney in Georgia, you need Lady Justice. Kate's Law Firm is the name to call when you need Lady Justice on your case, working to get you the best results. When you need Lady Justice on your side, call Kate's Law Firm, 770-477-2070. That's 770-477-2070.
Everybody, we're back again. I had to take a break there because I was just filled with so much information right there, so much knowledge that I wanted to make sure I digest everything. Mr. Ellis, I wanted to make sure I digest everything there. So let's go ahead and continue. And we left off with the crossbreeding and the different shades of color among our community.
You know, where the crossbreeding has the most impact is how it plays out daily. In our lives, one of the things I thought that was very profound in the doctrine was that, you know, this guy made a statement that this formula guarantees success, and that the slaves will refuel and regenerate this whole process for hundreds of years, maybe thousands. And it's amazing how that plays out today. The distrust. And I think I mentioned this last week about how we tend to distrust one another. People are always saying, man, well, why we can't get along? Why we don't support each other like other races? And why are we always trying to causing harm against each other? And, you know, my response to that is that we don't trust each other. And that started on the plantation. That's rooted in the Willie Lynch doctrine. Mind you, lynching was derived from his last name, even though in his doctrine, he didn't promote lynching because he understood the value of breaking the will. No matter how much he broke a black man's will, he understood the value of him still being the breeder. And same with the female. So I don't know where the lynching thing came from. I think they just pinned his name to it, but he didn't promote lynching. I wanted to clear that.
Clear that, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, the other thing was he specifically stated that mistrust was more powerful than trust. And that's what we see today. We live in a state of mistrust. We don't trust each other, therefore we don't support each other. So if we don't support each other socially or personally, then how is that going to spill over into the business arena? And that's where the challenge is. We have to get back to the essence of our being. The only way we can do that is that we have to reclaim ourselves. And in the way that we do that, we have to reclaim our identity. Blackness is more than wearing dashikis, promoting Pan-Africanism, all of these other things. One thing I would like to suggest as a starting point is that I feel that every black person in America needs to at least explore a African language.
I like that. I never thought of that.
I think that's a great starting point because we're disconnected. I mean, I've seen ads from Nigeria, from Ghana, inviting African Americans back to the motherland. African Americans have no connection to the motherland. So who are you inviting back? I mean, we would be completely lost in the motherland. And that's why I said a good starting point mm-hmm. would be for all of us. I mean, all of us, when we went to school, everyone was promoting foreign language, French, Spanish. Have any of you all ever experienced in elementary school, in high school, or college, a professor suggests to you to learn a African tongue?
No. I know they don't do that. Definitely not in high school. Definitely not in high school. That's not part of a prerequisite or elective in no high school.
Right.
Zero.
Right. And so that's something that they don't want you to know because they understand that's reclaiming your heritage. And so that's why I'm challenging all of us to study one African language. You can go and study more, but try to understand a African language. I think that's a good starting point for healing, for reconciliation, and then go from there. You know, start from there, and then, try to understand the history, and that's why I also suggest that you read the Willie Lynch Doctrine, because it would help to put this whole thing in perspective, because we're struggling with that today.
Yes, we are. Let me tell you something about everything you just said. It's so true. For us to have love for each other and trust each other, it's funny how we could go out here and patron other businesses and other communities, but really none of those other communities come to our communities to patron with us. You know, we're quick to get upset with some black-owned business, and we're so ready to spread the word. Oh, don't go to this place. Don't go to this place. No, 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 no. Don't do that. That's not good. One thing I do want to throw out there for a lot of individuals out here, the listeners, that Delta Airlines is the number one airline, if not the only one, that has regular flights back and forth from the U.S. to Africa. I found that out a couple of months ago. I just want y'all to think about that. If you want to go to Africa and come back and forth, Delta is the way to go because no one else is doing it. We're about to take a break. You're on the ledge. We'll be right back.
If you've been hurt or injured in a car or truck wreck at no fault of your own, you need Lady Justice. If you've been charged with a crime and you need the best defense attorney in Georgia, you need Lady Justice. Kate's Law Firm is the name to call when you need Lady Justice on your case, working to get you the best results. When you need Lady Justice on your side, call Kate's Law Firm, 770-477-2070. That's 770-477-2070.
Do you have a lawyer? Do you have legal representation that covers all 15 areas of law? That includes consumer finance, traffic, real estate, estate planning, family law, landlord, tenant, collection, personal injury, and immigration, to name a few. Can they assist and help prepare your will right from your smartphone by downloading an app? Will they review contracts before you sign them without a retainer fee? If your answer is no and want affordable, unlimited access to a good law firm that represents you, your family, and your business, then you should contact Carl Callender at 470-322-5578. That's 470-322-5578. Call today.
We're back. Thank you. Thank you. We are back. Mr. Ellis, I have a great question for you here. I want you to help us out here. How can we use the knowledge that you placed on us today? And how can we use this information to business, working with each other, collaboration, because that's very hard right now. Like you say, with the trust. Can you elaborate? Can you help me out with that? Help me out there. I need help.
Well, you know, the trust issue is very challenging to overcome. Unless you understand the root cause of it. And what I've previously discussed is the root cause of it. And we need to acknowledge that. I think that how we move forward is how we've always moved forward. We have to reconnect with our core values. And that starts with the family. That starts with the father. I think we need to take a deeper look at where we fell off the track. Back in the turn of the century, you know, the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, we had stronger family bonds.
Yes, we did.
And the father was in the household, which is missing today.
Very much so.
And, you know, it's amazing to me how a construct that was penned in 1712 to relegate the male protector, mm-hmm. provider, away from the family still exists today. And so I think that we have to reconnect with our family core values. And I know there's some sisters out there who are, you know, doing all that they can. There's some brothers out there that want to do more. And I think that we have to learn to trust each other through engagement. There's no perfect formula for engagement. We go through various relationships through life. You know, we'll date the same type of person over and over and over, but we'll have one bad experience with a black business person, and we'll kick everyone else to the curb. You won't even give anybody else another chance. I think we have to move beyond that, because there's a lot of quality opportunities that exist, but you have to be open to receive them. And so I challenge people to, again, step outside of your comfort zone, and welcome in people that are willing to help you, people that are willing to do business with you, that look like you, and disregard all of your fears of bad experiences, et cetera, et cetera, because you never know where that opportunity that's going to elevate you to the next level. You don't know what package is coming in. That package could look just like you, and you just have to be open to receive it.
I appreciate you. I appreciate everything you have talked about in the last three shows. Your information, your mind, runs so wide and so deep, sir. I want you right now to let everyone know about your book and how they can purchase the book, because they need to have this in their hands.
Again, the title of the book is Beyond Zen. A subtitle is Where Passion and Compassion Intersect. It's available on Amazon. There's a paperback and a Kindle version. And step inside and take a look. You can preview the book online. I think the work kind of speaks for itself.
It does. I presently have the book, and thank you for the autograph copy of it. I'm enjoying it. And my goal is to make sure that I push your book as much as possible. Your book should be a number one seller. That's my opinion, hands down. Your book should be a number one seller.
Thank you, brother.
Yes. And before we go here, I have a new piece here that I just added, which is called Wednesday's Wisdom. And this is what it is right here. For you to have freedom of mind, you must have unconditional self-love. Without that, you won't be able to have an open mind and free yourself. Thank you for joining us today. You're on the ledge with the Real 1100. Have a great day.
And boom, there it is. Thank you for listening to On the Ledge with Carl Callender. Don't fall off. Be sure to come back next week. See you then.
Thank you for listening to another Old Fashioned Health Network show on The Real 1100.